speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. I've got a guest coming in. He's what I call the relief pitcher. My other guest called in, about 45 minutes ago and could not make it, so I got a relief guest coming in. And so he's tearing over here, and maybe he'll be here soon. But until then, it's just me and you, and we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. For the last 2 days, I have had my sourdough pancakes there on Cushman Street at the Saddler's parking lot. Kiwanis puts it on. Great organization. And out of all of Golden Days, go figure, that's the one I look forward to the most. This those Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the sourdough pancakes. Tomorrow I will not be able to make it. I'll be traveling down to Anchorage, to Nenana on a train to be a part of the 100th anniversary celebration of the Alaska Railroad. So I'm going to be doing that. So I will miss the flapjacks tomorrow or the sourdough pancakes. And great organization. What are you doing for tomorrow? Are you going to be down here for the parade? Are you going to be down here for the street fair? You can be down here for the rubber ducky races. I've already been thrown in jail twice. I guess I'm a high-value target for them. I've given them money. I've bought things to keep out of jail, but sometimes that just doesn't work. Go figure. Maybe I should send my police after their police. And this, yeah, but no. It's a great week for us. Hopefully you've been enjoying it. They found the poke of gold yesterday. Really got Melissa in the morning, man, because she was after it. She was looking for it. I'm going to start calling her Clueless because she would read me the clues and wouldn't know which direction from Adam to go. So, but since I like my body parts where they're at, I won't call her Clueless. I'll just call her Melissa and Rock Candy. But she was looking for it, and she didn't find it. Someone else did. So congratulations to that person. Congratulations to the Chamber of Commerce for putting this week on. It's a lot of fun, the things that happen. They did a pub crawl last Saturday, I believe. First time they had done that. You look like Felix Pedro. Everyone dressed up like Felix Pedro. They had fake mustaches, and they did a pub crawl downtown to the different bars that were participating in it. And kudos to them, and sounds like it's a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, on Fairbanks Foodies, if you listen from 5:30 to 6, you'll learn how to cook an entire French meal that I did last night. You will learn about a good place to have breakfast. And you'll learn about how to cook a fantastic steak in your home, not out on the grill or anything like that. We have new sponsors for Fairbanks Foodies. You know, we have sponsors for a year. At the end of the year, a lot of them don't re-up their contract. It's good advertising for them, so they let that go. And we got new good sponsors, so kudos to them. And in August, I'll have been doing that show for 3 years. My goodness. It goes by fast. Time just goes by fast. And it's one thing you don't get back, so enjoy yourself this weekend. Do what you're going to do. Seems like everyone here in this building is headed out to Harding Lake, and they think it's going to be 80 above, 90 above. They're all headed out to Harding Lake to go camping. And, you know, you can't change the weather. You can just adapt to the weather. The weather will be what the weather will be. And so we got people here smoking up pork butts going out there families going out there, bringing all the camping, campers, camping toys that you use maybe twice a year, and you're in debt for 20 years on. What a concept. We must be Americans. But anyway, so what are you doing this weekend? Any thoughts? There's the rodeo here this weekend. We're going to take a call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. What are you up to?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the State of Alaska balanced budget that I'm real happy that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Not only balanced, meaning expenditures do not exceed revenues, but there's also a $297 million deficit, surplus, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And contrast that with last year's budget, which had a $211 million deficit. And my question to you is, we know that just because a balanced budget, just because a budget is balanced, that can change, you know, when the supplemental budget comes along and can suck up that surplus and put us back in the hole a little bit again. For instance, if they have an unusually high fire season, which requires a lot of extra expense to put out fires, that can eat away into a surplus and get us out of our nice, wonderful, terrific balanced budget. However, I heard on the news that this is kind of a low fire season, at least so far. So if you had to bet money, would you say we can maintain next year when we look back that we can maintain our wonderful State of Alaska balanced budget?
Well, yes, you can, but that doesn't mean you're going to. Let's look at it this way, and I believe, yes, they will. Now, the one thing that affects the budget more than anything, I believe, is the price of oil, and it's volatile, and they're pegging it like $72, $74 a barrel. And what if it comes in at 68 for the year? Then you have a deficit from your revenue stream. The biggest contributor to whether it's a deficit or a surplus is, after they make their budget, what does the oil on an annual basis average? And that's the tell right there. Now, this year, the legislature gave a balanced budget. They would not go to the Constitutional Budget Reserve. They tried. They wanted the House leadership wanted a larger dividend, and so they sent over to the Senate a deficit of about $500 million with a 50-50 permanent fund. The Senate looked at it and said, "Okay, we can't do that. We don't have the money for it." So they gave us a balanced budget with about $100 million reserve, and the governor said, we're going to cut this and we're going to cut that, and now we have a $300 million reserve. So that's basically what happened.
Yeah, I know it made Melissa kind of upset, and I don't blame her, but one thing about that, those vetoes that Dunleavy did, is it did increase the buffer, the surplus, so we can preserve a balanced budget. So that has a high cost to a lot of people.
Well, this governor has it set up, but just if you look at his actions, what he's been doing is say, okay, municipalities, you're going to start covering more of your costs. We're cutting down the assistance. You know, the city of Fairbanks is supposed to get like, you know, $20-30 million of the assistance that was supposed to come through. No, I'm sorry, we weren't going to get that much. We're going to get like $300,000, but he cut that $30 million that they were going to give for municipal assistance. It's just the pass through that they've always done, and now it's no more. And he said, you know, municipalities, you have the capabilities of raising your own funds for education. And the state gives so much, and so I'm going to cut half of what you guys increased. So that's what he did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just think that all the legislators, you know, I mean, there's 60 of them. They've all got different views and everything, but I want to give them a pat on the back for giving us a balanced budget.
So do I. I think they did a very good job this year. I really do.
Okay, well,
I really do, and I appreciate you recognizing them, Randy.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got any plans for the weekend?
Well, I always work on Saturday, so that's scratched out. But Sunday I got home projects and things to do, yeah.
Well, you have a great weekend, okay? Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Yep. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Christy Baker of Anchorage, and you caught a nice fish aboard the Chugach Girl, 122.6-pound halibut. Tell me about your day.
I have been fishing in Valdez for the last 30 years. I am a lifelong resident of Alaska, and yesterday in Valdez was an epic day for me, just a moment of a lifetime to be able to say that I caught 122-pound halibut in the Gulf of Alaska and get a sunburn all in the same day is just something people can't say.
Yes, it doesn't happen that often that both of those things coincide, right? You might get one. Tell us about catching this big halibut.
That big halibut was such a struggle. I have never felt anything with so much power. I actually got scared for a while because it was just like fighting the sea monster. I'm really glad it wasn't any bigger because I don't think I could have reeled in something that big. I couldn't have done it without the support of my friends and a great captain. He was calm. He was cool. Everybody kept encouraging me. I had to have him take my hat off because it was too hot. And if anybody knows about fishing, it's never too hot.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a boat rental and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, bring it in for processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 65. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 54. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 64. Cloudy skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prison Studio. Left the hot mic on the over the air, but I was out of the room, so nothing said. But we have a phone call coming in we're going to take. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel. How are you doing?
I agree with you and Randy that the legislature did a pretty good job. I do not agree with Randy that that he supports the governor's vetoes because that was a relatively small amount of the surplus. And I think Dunleavy just did it to be mean because he's not the education governor that he claims to be. Anyway, along the lines of the school district, though, I just read an interesting article in the Juneau paper, or whatever, online, Juneau News, that actually the state just sent them a letter saying they cannot add to their school budget. That the state only allows local communities to contribute so much to their school district's budget if they have a shortfall. And I thought that was very interesting. And it's not quite as open to local governments to add to the school district funding as one would like to think.
That should be interesting. This talking with Melissa, we lost Mel there. Talking with Melissa, she said the borough assembly advanced an ordinance to put in to go their maximum that they can, another $4 million that they had budgeted to the school district. So boy, it makes it interesting, that's for sure. And, you know, education, it's such a volatile subject. And I must commend every teacher. They work hard. They work hard. They're worth every penny you pay them. They really are. The good ones are the good ones. The ones that aren't so good, well, there's not so good ones in every crowd of different work discipline. And, boy, so anyway, those things happen. Well, it's good comments there, Mel. I'll look into that, and it should be a unique year when they go back down there, legislature. They did very well this year. They went into extra session for one day. Why sit down there for 30 days when one side, this is what we're going to do, and the other side really couldn't change it? And next year we'll see what happens. There's a lot of people who want to do the full dividend. There's a lot of people who don't want the dividend. They want that money spent on required things in the state of Alaska. My thought was the legislature did their job. They supplied a balance, what I thought was a fair budget, with everything being considered. And I really didn't think much of anything would be done to it. And so somewhat surprised of the governor's vetoes, but guess what? That's what you have a governor for. He can do that. He can't put it in when it comes in, but he can veto it out. So my personal thought is that he didn't get his dividend that he wanted, and therefore he was letting the legislature know you didn't give me my dividend. I'm not going to give you these other things that you wanted. So next year and the next year and the next year, the next 3 years when you come down here, remember what I want, not just what you want, because I will take away what you want because I can take away what you want. Just my thought. I haven't talked to him about it, but that's just my thought. Anyway, well, boy, it's 11:23, so even my relief guest doesn't look like they're showing up. So, hey, guess what I got for you? For the first two callers, you want to go to the rodeo tomorrow? We have tickets for the rodeo tomorrow. On July 16th at 2 p.m., Ram Rodeo Championships. The gates open at noon, but it starts at 2 p.m. And it's got two tickets, both July 15th and July 16th. So, anyway, July 15th at 5 p.m., July 16th at 2 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. It goes either one or goes both of them. Got two tickets for the first two callers. We got a caller. Hello. You know, I ask you a name of to earn this. You gotta pass through the gates of trivia. So what's your name?
Wade.
How do you spell your name?
Wade.
You passed. The two tickets will be here for you, Wade. I'm just putting Wade on the back. Enjoy it. Pick them up before 3 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. Oh. Before 3 o'clock today?
Yeah, if you can.
Oh, darn.
If not, I'll get them to you tomorrow morning. Where are you going to be this afternoon about 5?
I can be anywhere. Where should I be?
Pick them up here at the studio. I'll be here at 5. Someone will be here at 5 no matter what.
Okay, I'll see you at 5.
Okay, thank you, Wade.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, two are gone. We got two left. You know, I got a pretty tough criteria to win tickets. How do you spell your name? I got to remember that one. What the heck? Okay, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. If you're interested in... we got a ticket. We got a caller. Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is?
Lenny.
Lenny. Do you spell it with a L-E-N-N-I or L-E-N-N-Y?
A Y.
Spell your whole name. Okay, since you spell it with a Y, you win two tickets to the rodeo.
Okay. okay. I just wanted you to know somebody was listening to you.
So Lenny with a Y, did you enjoy the baseball game the other night?
I did. And did you?
Yes, I did. I appreciated that beverage your wife bought me.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah. You paid for it. That's I got to remember that one. You know, yeah. My wife wants to buy you a beverage, but I got to pay for it.
I know it. That's where the ball rolls, you know.
I know. My goodness. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, I'm going to see you at noon, right?
Yeah, I'll be there for a bit. Yep.
All right.
I'll hand deliver your tickets.
Okay. We've got, now we're doing some babysitting tomorrow for couple of people because I believe there's a fallen EMT.
Yes. Firefighter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Officer Johnson's memorial is at, I believe, 3 p.m. at the fire station.
Yeah. So. It's a heartbreaker, but, they've asked. We watch a couple of kids, which we're happy to do.
There you go.
Anyway. All right.
Well, I'll see you in a bit, okay, buddy? Appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Talk to you later.
Bye. My goodness. The callers I get of the lower kind Lenny with a Y, not an I. I'm going to bug you about that for the rest of my life. How about that? But golden days. We got parades. We got rodeos. We got street fairs. We got places to go get flapjacks on. Whatever you want to do this weekend is what you can do. People are going out to Harding Lake. That should be fun. I am going to Nenana for the 100th anniversary. And my philosophy, you know, it was Joni Skillbred, my historian friend, who's on here last Wednesday of the month, but not this month. She's traveling. She's seeing grandchildren. I agree with her when she says the whole reason why Fairbanks survived was because they built the railroad to it. We were totally, you know, you had to drive up an ugly trail from Valdez or get on a stern wheeler to get up here, and getting the goods up here was not conducive to economics until the railroad came through 100 years ago. And that's what really made Fairbanks prosper. We might've been a dot on the mat still, you know, Chattanooga's still there. They used to have about 3,000 people out there. Fox used to have 6,000 to 8,000 people out there during the mining days. Just think of all the towns that are not there anymore, that used to be there, that have, you know, 500 to 3,000 people. And that railroad was the one that did it, got it up here. And so they're re-inaugurating the Silver Spike tomorrow about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and a speech here and a speech there, and they want me to say a few words. I'll just say just a few words. And enjoyable. You also have the World Eskimo Indian Olympics going on, WIO. And I go to that every year. And first of all, that's where I go buy my blueberry jelly. Fantastic. Go there, enjoy the games. And special athletes there. And they're true athletes. You know, I see athletes that are competing telling a competitor that may beat them how to do better in a competition and what to do. And that's a sign of wonderful athletics. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Heard from Vermont Governor Phil Scott talking about the flooding situation in his state, asking residents to be prepared for more severe weather.
We don't know the extent of some of these storms. There's one on Sunday, another one on Tuesday, and then it appears that we're just going back into our pattern of almost every other day of rain.
One person is confirmed to have died in Vermont because of the flooding. The state's receiving emergency disaster funding from the federal government. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, in Indonesia today, talking about his recent meetings with top Chinese officials.
Director Wang and I had a candid and constructive conversation on a range of bilateral, regional, and global issues. These included Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine and cross-strait relations.
That's the ASEAN Regional Forum there in Jakarta. They're talking about China, Ukraine, and North Korea, among many other issues. As America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
After years of waiting and multiple lost or turned down opportunities, 57-year-old Patrick Holland has finally come home with a new heart. KTVF reports for 4 years, Patrick Holland waited to get a heart transplant, but he's battled congestive heart failure for much longer, inheriting the issue from his father. Holland experienced his first heart attack at the age of 29. Holland watched his father and uncle deal with heart issues as well, with his father dying from complications at age of 52 and his uncle at 48. After his second heart attack, Holland got a pacemaker, a defibrillator, and then a bypass surgery. Unfortunately, the heart attacks didn't stop and became more frequent. As a father of seven children, he knew he needed a more permanent treatment, and finally, he was placed on the wait list for a heart transplant. After several delays and missed opportunities, Holland finally got his chance to get a heart transplant. He returned to Alaska on Wednesday, July 12th, and says he is ready to take on a new chapter in his life. He says he's ready to take on the challenges that await him here at home, including providing for his family, returning to work, and continuing the lifelong journey of caring for his
Live online at KFAR660.com.
At Batteries Plus, they want to know what moves you. Is it an SUV, a motorcycle, a golf cart? Whatever moves you drives them. Stop in or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology.
Some guys are unlucky that they end up in a situation where their bladder won't empty without a catheter. That's because the prostate is blocking the bladder. There are warning signs that this might end up happening, like slow stream, frequency, urgency, and getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. And we do have non-invasive procedures to help avoid that situation.
Fairbanks Urology, now in their beautiful new location, along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
Volunteer for the 2023 Tanana Valley State Fair. You'll have fun being part of the biggest community event in the interior. And you'll receive some cool perks, like free fair entry. The fair depends on its volunteers to make sure everything works. Help make the hundreds of fair contests, activities, and events run smoothly. You can help in so many ways. Please volunteer for the 2023 Tanana Valley State Fair. Learn more, call the fair office, or visit tvsfa.org.
Here are a few tips about calming your nerves before a first date. Listen to music that helps you feel confident. Realize the other person is probably just as nervous as you. Wear clothes that make you feel comfortable. Take a moment and breathe before the date starts. And most importantly, take your date to dinner at your favorite Italian restaurant, Giraldo's. Because after one bite, everyone is in love with Giraldo's.
Giraldo's Italian Restaurant and Pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's.
Then come back for all your anniversaries.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa with me, but Melissa, I've had a call on hold for the whole segment now,
yeah.
So let's get them on here. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, this is Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Dave. No, you were talking about the Alaska Railroad. I retired out of the railroad.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, just a thought. You know, we refer to Fairbanks being the Golden Heart City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can think of that railroad as being the main artery.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Absolutely right. Good point. How long did you work with the railroad?
Just 10 years. I was fairly old when I started there, but reached retirement age, retired out of there.
Good for you, buddy. What are you going to be doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing really special. I'm kind of housebound right now, so... I'm going to mess with some pepper plants I have. But, take care of them, and that's about it.
Hey, you have a great weekend, and thank you for the phone call, Phil. Really appreciate it.
Bet, Dave. Bye.
Nice phone call.
Yeah, nice phone call.
Yeah, he was talking about the railroad and going down to the 100th anniversary tomorrow. And I firmly believe, you know, Joni Skillbred brought it up. She goes, without that railroad, Fairbanks probably wouldn't be here or in any way, shape, or form that it is. And
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So
yeah, a lot of stuff happened because of that railroad.
So I was calling you clueless
mm-hmm.
on the radio.
Because, oh, really?
Because of your clues and you couldn't read the clues.
Oh, because yes. You were listening to me on the river when I called you out.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
I did.
How did you call me out?
So this morning I was talking about, and I said something along the lines of, so the poke of gold has been found. No, it wasn't me. I didn't find it. You know, I was texting with the mayor, Mr. David Prues. Him and I are way over here by the Morris Thompson Center, and this thing is found in Weeks Field. I'm like, both of us were off. Mr. Mayor, you done me wrong.
First of all, I wasn't over in the Morris Thompson Center.
No, yeah, we were over here at Fifth Avenue or something.
I was,
right?
I was on the east, on the south side of Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
from over the clues here that were given.
Yeah.
Now I didn't read the clues. You were reading me the clues.
Right. Well, and that's, and
even though you're on the school board, that doesn't mean you know how to read correctly.
Very funny. Well, here's the thing. I forget that the clues aren't necessarily like an actual area, like it's an area, but it's a historical, like I forget the historical aspect of it. So I think, okay, construction, all this stuff, okay, this has got to be right here. No, they're talking, you know, like some of it was leading to the gold rush days, and so yeah, Weeks Field right there by the sundial, that was kind of an area. It made sense after I read where it was. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I was way off.
So my name Clueless was good.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I but it's all clueless. My fault that you didn't find it.
Yes, it's all your fault. You didn't pick up on the clues either. I know, I just threw you into it. So
when they said, you know, getting through the construction.
Right. That's what threw me off, the construction. Because
yeah,
most of it is right here. The rest of it's
Fifth Avenue, right outside the door.
Right outside the door.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. It's been screwing with me for a month and a half, 2 months now.
Yeah.
So luckily the hole's gone. That's all I'm thankful for. And we can use our front door again. Gosh darn it.
I know it.
It's been a mess. Very thankful to the crews, but man, y'all, you're messing with my style here.
I hear this morning they had a, you know, a little 550.
Yeah.
You know, spreading gravel.
Yep.
And I'm right next to it in the studio here.
Yeah. It's shaking the building.
If you hear the background music of Dozer, that's not the dog.
It's Fifth Avenue.
It's the real Dozer. It's not the dog Dozer.
Yeah. I chat a lot with a couple of the people over there at the ADC for the school district building. I'm like, are you guys shaking as hard as we are over here? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's bad. And even up there on the fourth floor, right, they're still, it's just as bad up there. And it's like, man, just get it done.
Yeah. We've been waiting for this. How long has this been?
6 years something.
Yeah.
I think Perry said that he was on the planning commission like 6 years ago when this came up. So it's been a hot minute. And luckily now it's finally getting done. They're going end to end. So the whole length of Fifth Avenue is being done. And they're already wrapping up here near the Lacey side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've even got the sidewalks in over there. And I mean, it looks good. Right?
Yeah. So HC Enterprise.
HC Contractors or whatever
it
is.
They're on it.
They definitely are. They're doing a great job. It's just annoying because I want my front door back.
You know, and you look out into the parking lot of the school board, the school district.
Oh, yeah.
It's a construction zone. Boneyard. Boneyard.
Yeah, that's where they have everything set up. The teachers are parking in a dirt lot, and they're parking over in the parking garage.
So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look at your shoes, dirty and wet and ugly.
What's really funny is, you know, leaving here, so I have to pull out on 6. So I go down to 6, and every once in a while, I run into the new superintendent, and the Dr. Minert right there, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, who's walking to my car?
Okay, Opie.
Yeah, okay, Opie.
Oh my goodness.
Golden Days is coming up. You got big plans? You gonna walk the parade with your dog?
No, I'm going down to Nevada.
Oh yeah, that's what you said. You're gonna do the
river. You, I hate you.
I know you do.
You're so mean.
I know.
You're going to Anchorage to see Train?
I am. I know. I saw the look on your face. You were like, wait, the actual real Train?
Yeah, not something that's going on out, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see Train. So a few weeks back, people remember Chris Young was in town.
Yeah.
And I worked that
concert.
You
work him well.
Yeah.
You take such good care of those
I
people.
I do. I try very hard.
Three straight days.
Yes, three
hard
straight
work.
Days. Yes, yeah, three straight days of it. And I offered to do it on a trade this time, you know, instead of getting paid
a
money.
A little compensation.
A little compensation.
I want to be pampered.
Yes, I want VIPs to train, and that's what I got. So I'm very excited and very thrilled to go down.
Just you?
Me, my husband, and I think my oldest son are going to go. And we're also picking up a rescue while we're down there, so.
Oh, what
yeah.
type of dog?
Another corgi. Yeah, we're rescuing another corgi, a second one. I've become obsessed with corgis. So.
Why? Why a corgi? Why a Dalmatian for me? I'm on my second Dalmatian.
Yeah, you know what's really funny is I was always a husky person, and then I owned a husky, and I will never again own a husky. I think they're beautiful, they're great dogs, but man, too much for me. I really like corgis. They're good house dogs. German Shepherds, Labs, corgis, they're real good at-home dogs, you know, with the kids. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of energy, but they only have so much energy. And you can actually run it out of them. Yes. you take them for a 20-minute walk, and then they roll over.
You and the queen.
Yes, exactly.
That was her favorite. She had corgis. Oh
yeah, they're so cute.
Who got the corgis after she passed?
I don't know. They probably went to members of the family. I'm sure somebody there is taking care of them. There was tons of them. And I think there at the end, they were like dash hound corgis. I think she stopped like actually breeding because she was getting older. And so,
yeah, but, when she hit 90.
Yeah, when she hit 90, she's like, okay, I'm done breeding dogs.
No more. Yeah.
They're the cutest and sweetest dogs, corgis. Yeah. I just adore them. They're little herd dogs. So one of the breeders where we got the first one from, they raised those corgis as herders. And it's amazing to see these little guys running around like they do and herding sheep. And it's like little tiny little dogs out there.
With attitudes.
With
yeah.
attitudes. Yeah, they've got big dog syndrome for sure. I tell my little Rue that all the time. I'm like, you got big dog syndrome, dude.
Yeah. Don't get in trouble with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, big dog and a little body.
Reminds me of a lot of my friends.
Yeah. You know, that thing,
such as myself.
Yeah, such as myself. I call myself a rabid chihuahua all the time.
Oh, my goodness. How's it going for the school board?
It's going. Had a really good, I stopped in for the special session with the borough last night. They advanced the ordinances through, so that's great. No answers. We won't have that for a little while yet. I think the 20th or something like that's when the next meeting is. But I very positive from what I'm hearing. We passed our budget, and we're just kind of waiting on the borough and seeing what they're doing, and then that way we can just go from there. Very impressed so far with Dr. Miner and stepping into his new position. He got out there and started getting to work right away. He did some stuff. There'll be some stuff coming in the paper. I can't say too much right now, but he's gotten to work and he's done some really great things. And I'm very, very proud of our decision to hire Dr. Miner. And I look forward to the future of our district for sure. So there'll be some articles coming out soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm
giving
excited.
Us a teaser. You're
yeah,
giving
you the teaser. I'm giving you the teaser. I can't put it out there until it gets out there.
You're such
a tease.
A rock candy.
Yes. Hot, sticky, sweet, baby.
A tease.
Just a tease.
Even with the school district, you're
yeah,
a tease.
Yeah, absolutely. I hold that information near and dear to me. Got a bunch of elections coming up, too, so it should be interesting.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. After these messages, we'll talk about the elections coming up.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Jean's Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram Summer of Adventure Giveaway with weekly prizes all summer long and a grand prize giveaway on August 18th. This week's prize list...
A $450 gift certificate for Body Piercing Unlimited, a one-month membership for Sun Dog CrossFit with three coaching classes, and a $100 gift certificate for 49th State Brewery.
Enter to win at Jeans, South Cushman at Van Horn Road, the Summer of Adventure Contest. No purchase necessary to enter to win. See dealership for contest rules. Jeans, the official dealership of Life in Alaska.
Now listen to me when I tell you this, because I mean it sincerely. Punctuality is among the highest forms of respect you can bestow upon someone. I believe that. Otherwise, who'd bother having a clock? One of them computers. We're obsessed with time, as am I. A humble septic tank who pushes back against tardiness. Respect flows two ways. My family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn pump me out with punctuality once a year, and I continue to serve them much better.
Save now on Bridgestone and Firestone tires at GCR. Receive your Visa prepaid card of up to $70 when you buy a set of four eligible tires. All-terrain models for solid on- and off-road performance for your light truck and SUV, or touring models for superb highway handling for your car. Submit your rebate online. Receive your Visa prepaid card by mail. Shop now. Offer ends September 4th. Details at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 65, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows level off around 54. High of 64, tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Melissa Burnett in the studio with me here. Coming into candidacy season.
Yeah.
Starts Monday, but people are already running.
Yeah, they've been running for a couple months now. It's some people came out swinging and fast.
There's the Right Out of Esther group.
Yeah, yes, yes.
I mean, right out of Esther.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I didn't see any Right Out of Salcha, but I saw right out of Esther.
Yeah. And that they came fast and hard. Yeah. So you've got Bobby Burgess and Meredith Maple, who are running for school board.
Right Out of Esther.
Yep. And then you got Tim Doran. He's going to rerun for his seat, so they're not putting anybody up against him. On the other side, you've got April and Maggie, who are going to rerun for their seats. And then we got Michael Humphreys, who is going to run against Tim Doran. So that'll be what is lined up for the school board. And then the borough assembly, I'm not sure how they're lining up yet, but of course, Aaron Gibson's running. He'll be running in Aaron Lajewski's seat. And then Tammy and Jimmy are running, and then we'll see how the other side kind of lines up there.
Who do they have running?
Scott Crass, Nick Legionis, and Livs Reeves Ramos are who is running there. So, we'll see how that lines up.
Right Out of Esther, man.
Yeah. That's how it goes. It's you know, you get the Esther group, you get the other group, and to the death.
I want Esther and Salcha in a room together.
Let's do Esther and Two Rivers.
Yeah.
I think that would be better.
That'd be like
a celebrity death match.
I feel sorry for Esther. I'm trying to let them live by this. You know, Salcha, they're
I'm
more,
going for the pummeling.
Yeah, yeah. Salcha, they don't want... They just want to be left alone by everyone.
Yeah, by everyone, you know, yeah.
Esther and Two Rivers, they're going to be in everyone's business. Everyone's business.
And they're notorious for it. Let them duke it out. Celebrity death match, yes. Yeah,
that's why I live in Fairbanks.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
There's got to be something to said for those people out there in Two Rivers, man, and Salcha. You know, they are good people, and they are hard workers, and they live with meaning, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I enjoyed Esther. I went to my first 4th of July parade there.
That's nice. I heard that was a good parade.
It's not a big parade.
No, that, tiny?
Yeah. Before you know it, you know, it's over. Okay.
North Pole was kind of the same way this year.
Yeah, we had all the kids on bikes. Then you have a couple political things.
Yeah.
Then you have the Scottish Highland Band there, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Then you have the Esther Volunteer Fire Department, and
that's it. Wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, but everyone's lined up, and then they go down and have a park and have burgers and
nice.
Yeah.
You know what parade's not tiny? The Golden Days Parade.
Yeah, that's
That's going to be a big one tomorrow. It's going to be huge. I heard that there is quite a few entries this year, so we'll see how big that one ends up being. And of course, you know, you got the old cars, you've got the fire trucks and the firefighters and all them who do it, and then you got the Shriners who come. I think that's my favorite, the Shriners. I love their little go-karts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I love the silly hats on the go-karts. It's my favorite. I every time they come, they're whipping around out there. It's great.
So let me get this straight. You can't read a clue to save your life. And you like little cars with caps on.
Yes. Don't judge me, Prudence.
Fairbanks, if we go off the air, she's killed me.
Exactly.
I'm in the studio with some serial
I've
person.
I've thrown
here.
Daggers.
With a serial person here.
You're brave to say those words,
or
sir.
Dumb.
Or dumb. Brave or dumb. We haven't figured out which one.
I can go both ways real fast.
They're one and the same, usually.
I just, don't bother dialing 911. By the time you get here, I'll be dead.
I'll be dead. I'll be in the gutter.
Call Keith Blanchard.
There's bears out there, yeah, Mr. Cruz.
Call Keith Blanchard.
But no, Golden Day should be a great time, though. Big parade, big fair going on downtown.
Did you have any of these sourdough pancakes?
I did. They're the best.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, and I like the flavored syrups when they have them. They were out this year. They didn't have any of the strawberry syrups left, but they still. Freaking great pancakes. And they do like $10, and you get like...
You know, here's one for you. I'm having syrup, but it looks like the old Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
What do they call it? There she is on there.
Yeah, it's like something company or ink or I got one of those at home, the bottles now. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. So here's the thing with that. I also saw some video that the family had made and like...
This was from the family.
And they were actually okay with the Aunt Jemima.
It was
and,
their great aunt six generations ago.
Right. But, you know, that was a whole thing in 2020. It was like Lady Antebellum, the country singers, right? They actually changed their names and went head-to-head with a jazz singer whose name was Lady A. And Lady Antebellum wanted to be Lady A, which they are now, and they won that battle. They took the name because they didn't want to be referenced with Antebellum, which was a Civil War era style plantation house. And so they didn't want to be known for that, so they changed their name to Lady A. It was a whole thing. A lot of people did that.
Just think if your last name was Hitler.
Yeah, I would probably change that.
Yeah, I remember seeing this commercial. About this guy whose last name was Noriega.
Yeah.
Is in Florida and he's talking about trying to get elected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes, I couldn't even, I came in fifth out of five. And the way he's saying it is, it's just so funny, humorous, but I was so bad, and it's like, what's in a name?
Yeah, what's in a name?
What's in a name?
What's in a name?
Yeah, and
a lot, trust me, a lot is in a name.
Yeah, but that was, I still remember that commercial.
That's funny.
Yeah, with that. So you're going to the Train concert.
I am. Driving down to Anchorage tomorrow morning. Very excited.
Who's their warm-up band?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. They've got like a pig roast and they've got all kinds of things going on there for the VIPs and such. And the doors open at 4. So I don't know who they have lined up. I know that I had heard some rumblings of like a... Battle of the Bands type situation, so maybe they did something like that, and the winner is the one that gets to perform before. So I'm kind of unclear and unsure on who gets to do that, but Train takes the stage at about 8:30, so really looking forward to that. I've been a big fan of Train for ages, years, since I was 15,
yeah,
I've had every album.
It's most of the original album.
Yeah, yeah, I've had, Train came out when I was a teenager, Drops of Jupiter and all of that. Absolutely love them. So this is really cool. I get to go and see them. What's really funny was when I drove for Chris Young and I was telling them the reason I was driving was to get these tickets. I said, I would have driven to Anchorage for you guys too, but you just so happened to come here. So now I don't have to.
There you go. There you go. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert and Black Crowes are the warm-up band.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm a little jealous.
One more time, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert.
I hate you.
Not only do you Keith get Blanchard, get ready.
Yeah, not only do you get Aerosmith, but you get the Black Crowes. Like,
I know.
That's not fair. That's just... In all things that aren't fair, that's not fair.
It's the Peace Out Tour, man.
Yeah, I know. And I heard that it's been a great tour so far, too.
Yeah, and you got a great show coming up here on the 29th of July.
Yeah, we got Guns for Roses, Walk This Way. We're 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
These bands are absolutely amazing. If you like Guns N' Roses, you like Aerosmith, you can't go on the Peace Out Tour, this is where you get it.
Yeah.
Like, legitly, this is where you get it. You can get your tickets, aktickets.com. You can also just go to my website. 969theriver.com. Get them right there. KFARradio.com. They've got them too.
The first real concert I ever went to was Aerosmith.
Yeah.
In Neil Blaisdell Center, NBC Center, in Honolulu, Hawaii, July 1976. I was there. They were just really, really, really starting to hit it big. They had three albums. Their first three albums all of a sudden were all in the top 20, top 50. And they started, you know, the first album was like 71, 72, you know. So all of a sudden they caught. And I'd been a fan of theirs in eighth grade, about 73, 74, I started listening to them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so my first, there they were. I was in Hawaii working for the summer. And that was the first concert I went to.
So I got to see Kiss. So I was supposed to see Aerosmith. It was Kiss and Aerosmith. It was in July of 2003. I just graduated high school. They were supposed to play at the DTE Energy Music Theater there in Detroit. And Kiss came on stage, but something happened, and Aerosmith never made it on. But I did get to see Kiss. So, you know, it was a little sad Aerosmith wasn't there, but not sure. I don't remember what happened. It was years ago, but yeah. So I never got to see them.
They're both great. You know.
They are both great. Kiss was awesome, but I'm still jealous. You get to see Aerosmith, and you get to see Black Crows. I love Black Crows.
As a warm-up band.
I know, as a warm-up band. I love me some Black Crows. Twice as hard. Heck yes.
So, okay, now we have to talk about seasonal difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey season.
Yes.
Is that coming up?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 weeks away, tryouts.
Summer's over, honey.
Summer's over. Summer's over, and I need to start look at fundraising. And we're looking at two teams this year. I'm going, child, you are killing me, Smalls. Here's the thing. I'm not that parent, and I will always tell you that I'm the parent that will tell you my kid sucks, right? But my son, he's actually got some skill. He's a pretty decent goalie. And if he wants it, and he wants to earn it, he definitely will have the opportunity to play college somewhere. Probably not D1 or D2, you know, some side college or whatever, but it's still college.
Yeah.
And he definitely has the potential to go off to play and earn himself a degree through hockey. So, you know, yes, it's a lot of money, but
It's
a good investment.
It's a pre-investment.
It's a pre-investment, and I do foresee him going and playing somewhere one day.
Yeah, so, you know, the way I look at it, I think your son's going to go to college on a hockey scholarship, and your daughter will go to school on a rifle scholarship.
Yeah, probably. Absolutely.
The killer instinct right there.
Absolutely. she's a pistol.
Takes after her mom.
She absolutely does. So, you know, I wouldn't invest so much, and I wouldn't even consider two teams if it wasn't for the fact that, damn it, the kid just has a little bit of skill. So it's like, let's see where this goes. You know, I don't expect anything big, but to have college paid for, that'd be pretty cool. Even if it was community college, it'd be amazing. Then I don't have to pay for it. Award-winning mom right here. I don't want to pay for it.
You're thinking in advance.
Thinking in advance, yeah. You know, financials.
Yeah, and
I wasn't born with a silver spoon, so, you know, it's things I got to prepare for, and I've got three kids that, you know, all I can hope for is that they become successful adults. I'd love to see them go into trade schools, too. If that's in the cards, that's great.
You got a rubber ducky ticket yet?
I did. I got three of them. Only three. I know. Some people buy hundreds of those things.
You're a serial person at that, too.
Yes. I always got to get a couple rubber duckies. One of these years, I will win something, even if it's only $50. Get my money back on it. Who knows?
You'll never get your money back.
Probably not.
Unless you win the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're way too invested.
Yeah, I need to
pay. You're too invested to stop now.
That's true. That's very true. I will buy rubber duckies every year.
You know what they call that?
What?
An addiction.
Yeah, that's true. I'm addicted to rubber duckies.
Luckily, it's only one day a year, seasonal.
Right. Yeah. Well, what's funny is I would collect little rubber duckies and put them everywhere if I could. Like, give me all the duckies, Chamber. Just give them over to me, and I'll hang on to them.
I do hope I get out of the studio.
No, probably not.
Alive.
Yeah. If you don't hear from the mayor in a couple days,
call Keith Blanchard. Blanchard Funeral Homes. Well, hey, I greatly appreciate you coming in here and helping out.
Of course, with
my person who missed, my relief pitcher who missed. You don't miss.
I never miss. I'm always here for you.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday.